Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus Believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Praise God for you, Alexandra. What part of the world are you in today?
Hello there. I am from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, it's a great pleasure to connect with you. I am fascinated by the concept of mom core, but in my research, I realized that it was initially considered being a mop. Yeah. So I would like to know, how did you become a mop?
Well, my good friend Leanne, she was the director of the Mom Co group in Tulsa. And even before I had kids, she told me, when you have kids, you have got to be a part of my group and join us. And there's so many wonderful moms. You need that kind of community in your life as a mom, is what she explained to me. And I just nodded my head and believed her. And then after I actually became a mom, I realized what she was saying and realized the power of community and how it can transform you as a mom and help you not feel alone and help you not feel isolated and connect with other women in your daily life. It's so important to have that as a mom. And so that's how I first became part of Mom Co. And now I'm a table group leader for my local chapter in Tulsa.
Do you have any children?
3 children.
And you've been with Mom Co from the first to the third?
From the first to the third, yes.
Are you working while you're with Mom Co?
I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I like to write books, and I've authored 4 Christian books, 3 that are for moms, and I'm also part of a women's book club that I host at my house often. So I'm a stay-at-home mom, really.
So being a stay-at-home mom means you're on 24 hours, right?
Yes.
So please tell me, how did you come to meet Jesus?
About 9 years old, I started asking my parents questions about Jesus. And so they took me to see the pastor of our church at the time, First Baptist Church in Midland, Texas. And I met with the pastor and he asked me if I wanted to invite Jesus into my heart. And I was a pretty shy child at the time. And I told him I would think about it and maybe do it with my parents at home. But then after we talked a little bit more and I felt comfortable, I told him I did want to invite Jesus into my heart. And so he prayed with me and I got baptized. So not a super exceptional story, maybe a rather traditional story of how I came to know the Lord, but he's definitely been my strength and support over the years.
What's your favorite thing now creatively that you're doing in the space of raising 3 boys?
I like to quilt and I've made quilts for my kids. I still need to make my youngest her quilt. I save their outfits that have their names on them, their monograms on them, and I use them as part of the quilt. So I reuse some of their clothes that has their names stitched into them and make like quilts for each of them.
What's one story you can tell that shows that Jesus and what he did bringing you from whatever is the thing you're going to share is a master quilter?
Jesus is a master quilter. After I had my second baby, my son Josiah, I struggled with postpartum anxiety and depression, and God just knew what he was doing. He placed support in my life and used my husband to help me and my family to help me through that time. And because of that experience that I've gone through, I'm now working on writing a book for moms struggling with mental health. And I just think that God can use all things for his master quilt, for his glory.
5 years from today, you're listening to this conversation. What's a message you'd leave for future you?
God has given you a voice of authority. So don't be timid. Don't be afraid, for the Lord God is with you. And he goes before you and he prepares the way. And he has just given you this ability to speak life into other women who have struggled with similar things and who are a step behind you, that you can help them. And don't be afraid.
Absolutely amazing story. What's on the horizon for you?
Currently working on a new book proposal for that book project I was telling you about for moms struggling with mental health conditions. I've struggled with depression and anxiety since I was a teenager, that I am going to be able to reach other women who need to hear the message of God's grace through dark times in their lives.
And for the person who's listening, who may actually be in that same shoe, that is going through depression at this point in time, what would you tell them as a good first thing to do immediately?
Don't be afraid to get help, to tell other people how you're feeling, what you're going through and experiencing, because mental health is kind of a progressive illness. Like if you don't get help, it could get worse. And so just not being afraid to recognize what you're going through and being self-aware in that, but also realizing that there's hope and that there's no shame in struggling mentally. I think for years, I dealt with this shame mentality that something was wrong with me because I had to take medicine on a daily basis. And that's just completely not the case, that all people struggle and their struggles might be different than mine, but God has a way of using our pain to help other people, and all people struggle. So it's nothing to be ashamed of, that God has a story and he's written his name over your life as a daughter, as his daughter, as royalty, as his very own righteousness. And he loves you, your family loves you. And just because you struggle with a mental health condition doesn't mean that there's any shame in that. And just to free yourself from that burden.
Alexandra, this has been a great pleasure, one I treasure. Thank you for being on What Is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos.